development in Jupiter, he was very idealistic and interested in seeking a wide variety of knowledge. And yet, he was warned that unless he balanced his intellectual talents with physical activity, he might become, as Casey said, a ne'er-do-well. In other words, he ran the risk of living in a dream world while never actually doing anything. Very little is known about this man since his reading in 1934. He never responded to any of the follow-up questionnaires, which in itself may tell a story. Another danger inherent in Jupiter is the temptation to build air castles. In other words, you may feel called to do some great thing which makes your daily routine seem boring and unfulfilling. In her request for a reading, one woman wrote to Casey that she was unhappy being a housewife. She felt restless in her station and wanted to grasp something bigger. She hoped the reading would help her find that something. And when the reading was given, she was described as having an adverse condition in archetypal character, the tyrant, the despot in power who represses the force of growth and change. Yet, as in the myth, change comes anyway. If it's been repressed, it may arrive suddenly with convulsive, eruptive intensity. Therefore, Saturn can be seen as representing two things, limitation as well as change. Ultimately, Saturn symbolizes death, the only constant in life. The Casey readings identify Saturn as precisely this dimension of experience, sudden change. For example, one woman was warned that she would have to deal with these kinds of experiences symbolized by Saturn. Quote, "In Saturn, we find the sudden or violent changes, those influences and environs that do not grow, as it were, but are sudden by that of change of circumstance." Unquote. Another way we might experience Saturn is in the change that comes from starting over. When we experience major limitations such as failure or breakdown, there's often not much else to do but start over. In this way, Saturn represents something very important and beneficial, the opportunity to try again. Same gift. They teach us what doesn't work. At the same time, Saturn continually offers us new opportunities. Fundamentally, then, Saturn represents the consequences of rigidity against the constant flow of change. The more rigid we are in our thoughts or attitudes, the more we will experience the dimension of Saturn, the breaking up of things that give us a false sense of security. Therefore, the dimension of Saturn is often experienced as rather unpleasant. It's not easy to let go of our security blankets, be they physical, mental, or emotional. And yet Saturn is a blessing. Through it, we develop the virtues of patience, perseverance, and adaptability. We learn from our mistakes and are given the chance to start over. 1930. Therefore, the dimension of consciousness that each represents isn't really connected to its